From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Invitations are set out for Syrian peace talks. The UN Tuesday sent out invitations for the latest round of international diplomacy designed to end nearly 5 years of conflict in Syria. The talks are scheduled to open Friday in Geneva. The High Negotiations Committee, representing key opposition groups and factions, says it has received an invite. Salim Mezlat is a spokesman in Riyadh.
We look really positive, you know, positively to participate. But there are many things, you know. There is a resolution 2254, you know, Article 12 and 13. You know, there are something about humanitarian, you know, issues. This is for us is more important than any political discussion.
The group, which is expected to decide its participation Wednesday, is seeking to end government and Russian airstrikes. The lifting of blockades of rebel-held territory is a precondition. But Syria's most powerful Kurdish party, the Democratic Union Party, said it hasn't been invited. Russia wants to include it. Turkey remains opposed, linking them to Kurdish separatists. Meanwhile, in Syria Tuesday, a double suicide bombing in the western city of Homs killed at least 22 and wounded more than 100. Islamic State claimed responsibility. At least three people were injured as police fired tear gas to disperse youths protesting Ebola restrictions that have halted market activity in Sierra Leone's northern Cambia district. The restrictions follow the discovery of at least two cases of the deadly virus in the wake of the death of a 22-year-old woman from Ebola. Dozens of people have been quarantined. Sierra Leone was declared Ebola-free January 14th. This is VOA News.